From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. lawmakers told VOA they are not surprised by North Korea's threat to cancel an upcoming summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman has their reaction.
Democratic Senator Chris Coons says Pyongyang's actions underscore the challenges of dealing with Kim Jong-un.
It's a reminder that he's a very wily, capable adversary, that he will be unpredictable and difficult to negotiate with, as his father and grandfather were before him.
A senior Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Ben Cardin, urged a continued focus on quiet diplomacy, not North Korea's often noisy rhetoric. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the International Chemical Weapons Watchdog says chlorine was released in Syria.
The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons says it used evidence, including the presence of two cylinders, which were determined as previously containing chlorine, witness testimony, environmental samples that demonstrated the unusual presence of chlorine in the local environment, and the number of patients at medical facilities shortly after the incident who showed signs and symptoms of exposure to chlorine and other toxic chemicals. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A senior Hamas official says the vast majority of protesters killed by Israeli fire during protests on the Gaza border this week were members of the Islamic militant group. He made that statement on television. That could bolster Israeli claims Hamas has been using the protests as a cover to stage attacks. This is VOA News. The president of the European Council has said EU member states will aim to work towards a united European front on the Iran nuclear deal and on U.S. trade tariffs.
Unity is our greatest strength. And my objective is simple. We stick to our guns. This means a permanent exemption from U.S. tariffs on aluminium and steel.
Donald Tusk warned that the EU would address very real concerns over Iran's ballistic missile program and its interference in a number of regional conflicts. Jailed Malaysian reformist Anwar Ibrahim was granted a full pardon and freed on Wednesday, capping dramatic changes in the Southeast Asian country since an election upset last week. Reuters' Dhruv T.K. Kar has more.
This marks the first big win for the country's new leader, Mahathir Mohamad, who's believed to have secured Anwar's release, fulfilling a major pledge he made during his campaign. The two former enemies had joined forces to oust leader Najib Razak. Conflict between the two has dominated Malaysian politics for over 30 years and is central to the future of their alliance. The 92-year-old Mahathir has also vowed to enable Anwar's release and eventually step aside for Anwar to become prime minister.
That was Reuters' Dhruv T.K. Kar. India's Home Ministry says government troops in disputed Kashmir have been asked to stop counterinsurgency operations during the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. Opposition group has called that call grandstanding, called it full of drama. Nuclear-armed India and Pakistan each administer part of Kashmir. Both claim it in its entirety. Rebels have been fighting Indian rule since 1989, demanding Indian-controlled Kashmir be made part of Pakistan or unified with the Pakistani-controlled part as an independent country. Authorities in Indonesia say a police outpost on Sumatra Island was attacked Wednesday. A van carrying four men drove to the front gate of an outpost in the city of Riau, and one of the men jumped out of the vehicle and began attacking police with a samurai sword. Three of the men were shot and killed by police. The Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Richard Burr says his committee's investigation shows Russia interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election to help Donald Trump, affirming findings of the U.S. Intelligence Committee. Committee Vice Chairman Democrat Mark Warner applauded the Intelligence Committee and said the Russian effort was extensive, sophisticated, and ordered by President Vladimir Putin. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.